Morning, Mito Church family. I greet you today in Jesus' name. It's a blessing to be with you again, even from a distance. This is the time of year that I usually travel to Japan, and it is now 2 years since I've been there. This is the longest period of time that I haven't been to Japan since Kelly and I lived in Mito from 1991 to 1993. So I miss seeing many of you in person and worshiping with the Mito Church. Because I travel to many places for my job, I'm often asked what my favorite places in the world are. And I always say Mito City, Japan is one of my favorite places on the planet. I miss Mito and I miss you. When I last spoke to you in July, you may remember that we talked about a vision for the church. We noted that we were talking about getting in tune with and understanding God's vision for His church and His people. Mentioned three assumptions about vision, and let me quickly remind you of those. First, God is the giver of His vision, and we must seek Him. Second, we participate in God's vision by understanding and expressing His vision. And third, His vision is shared by His people. Well, today I've been asked to talk about a call to leadership. And that's important because it helps us discern God's vision for His church. And in July, we discussed the need for spiritually mature leaders who love Jesus with all of their heart, soul, mind, and strength. We need leaders who are humble and do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. These people lead not because they think they are the best people to lead, but because they love the church and respond willingly, yet humbly, to God's call to lead. Know that for nearly 2 months or perhaps longer, you've been talking, praying, and thinking about God's call. God's call to a deeper relationship with Jesus, His call to His mission, and His call to community. And today, we'll think about God's call in terms of leadership. So who does God call to serve in leadership? Sometimes we confuse that question with who is a leader, or maybe who is the leader. Well, let me say very clearly that God is calling everyone who is listening to this message. As you've already talked about in this series, God's call is for you. God's call is an invitation for you to receive His love through His Son, Jesus Christ. It is an invitation to live a life of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, as we read about in our scripture readings. God's call is for everyone. And so is His call for leadership. God calls everyone to leadership. And let me tell you what I mean. When I'm teaching about leadership, I like to ask my students two questions. Well, question one is, who is a leader? And question two is leadership a role or a function? Because our time is limited today, let me answer these questions. Now, for the question, who is a leader? I usually get a couple of different responses, and one response is, leaders are those who are serving in leadership positions. Well, that makes sense. But then I quickly follow up with the question, are they the only leaders? And that sometimes confuses my students. You see, I'm trying to get my students to wrestle with the basic assumptions they believe about leadership and how that shapes their behavior. For some people, they view leadership as something that is only for leaders. Well, that's why I asked the second question. Is leadership a role or is it a function? Is it a title and a position that someone has? Or is it a responsibility? Well, the answer to that question is, it's both. We do have people serving in positions of leadership, but it is also a responsibility for all of us, regardless of what our role is. We all lead in some way. God calls everyone to leadership. Because the first person we learn to lead is ourselves. We all learn to make decisions that will help us have productive and healthy lives. We all make decisions and take actions based on our values with the desire to do good. That's leadership, and personal leadership is very important. But as we grow in our experiences and wisdom, we grow in our abilities to help lead others. Now, let me say, when I use the term leadership, I could also use the term service. To lead is to serve others, and to serve others is to lead. When you read through the Bible, you will notice many stories of people, men and women, being called to serve in special roles of leadership. There are people who are called to serve in leadership roles for longer periods of time, and others who are called to lead for a short period of time. Some people are called to lead for very specific tasks. And for others, leadership is more general in nature. They provide stability and consistency to their community. Sometimes our task is to lead. But at other times, our task is to be led or to follow, which I believe is a form of leadership. Helping leaders lead in healthy ways requires others providing encouragement, healthy dialogue, and insights, because we need the wisdom and support that each of us has to offer. So perhaps we can understand following as a form of leading. I was reminded of this very profoundly in the last several months. Some of you may know that I began serving as an elder and shepherd for my church this year. Serving in this role has made me very thankful for those who have served our church as leaders since I've been a member here for the last 21 years. One of my favorite elder couples was Lee and Jean Mulliken, who are dearly loved by our church family. Lee served as an elder in our church for more than 25 years. Paul and Hiro may remember them because they attended one of the gatherings in Oklahoma that we hosted for them to share about their work in Japan and Cambodia. What made Lee and Jean's attendance so special to me was that they had no connection at all to Japan, and yet they came to encourage me and others who were there. They told me they wanted to come and hear about what my brother is doing so they could pray for him. Lee was 84 years old, and he died just a few days ago after dealing with some serious health struggles the last couple of years. His friend and shepherd, I went to visit Lee and pray with him in the hospital a few days before he died. And I thought I was there to minister to him. During our conversation, he spent most of his time encouraging me and talking about what he loves about our church family. Well, I'll share personally with you that it is an interesting situation to serve as a church leader and be responsible for the spiritual care of someone who is the same age as your parents. To serve someone who is in church leadership and was responsible for my spiritual care. Now I was responsible for him. As I reflected on my last several months with Lee, I could see that he was helping me lead. Even in his time of need, He was encouraging me and supporting me. Lee and Jean shared openly with me how I could help them. Lee and Jean were thankful for the times we talked together, prayed together, and when I helped them. They provided extremely important leadership in their followership. I said that I believe God calls all of us to leadership, and I believe that, but let me share my second point today. You see, God's people, His church, calls some to shepherd them. And I want us to think about this with two questions. The first question is, who are we calling to lead? And number two, am I being called to lead? Well, let's consider the first question. Who are we calling to lead? When your church community begins to ask questions about who you might trust in leadership, it is likely that you can notice some things that may be helpful. First, notice who is leading themselves well. As we talked about in July, the most important question we can ask our potential leaders is, do you love Jesus? Are you in love with Jesus becomes the central question of Christian leadership. Who do we see with love and devotion to Jesus? Who do we see with the fruits of the Spirit in their life? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Do we see this in their relationships with others? Are they already serving others? If they aren't currently helping, serving, and loving others, they probably need more time to grow into leadership. Well, the second question is, am I being called to lead? It's likely that others will notice your leadership before you do. And that's good. If others in your church are asking you to serve as a leader, your question becomes, am I being called to serve this church? That is both a wonderful and challenging question to think about. But God is faithful, and He will guide you to a faithful decision through His Word, through conversations with His people, your church family, Spirit. And as you consider the question of whether you are being called to lead, it may be helpful to consider what we talked about in the sermon in July. Jesus shared an incredibly important quality of Christian leadership on 21:18, which says, "Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Remind you of this description of leadership because it is not based on power and control, but rather powerlessness and humility. John 21:18 is an incredible vision of humble leaders who have a different vision of Christian maturity, leading, and serving. They have a different vision of God's call to lead. They have a willingness to be led to painful places with outstretched arms for the benefit of others. Leading in God's kingdom is upside down from the ways the world around us thinks about leading. The world around us says that leading is about being honored and power and advancement. But the Bible tells us that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. Living according to God's kingdom means that leading others requires us to submit to others. Remember some amazing examples of leadership that I was privileged to learn from when I lived in Japan. I have enduring memories of Suzuki-sensei and Mitsue-san very humbly and quietly working for the benefit of others because of their deep love and commitment to Jesus. I could see very clearly how they served others and led this church because they loved Jesus. That is the defining characteristic of a Christian leader: love and devotion to Jesus. Mito Church, God is calling all of us to lead lives of love and service to others. And may God bless you as you pursue His purposes.